Today's devotion is entitled, On the Road to Emmaus, by Pastor Eric Goss, Cross, Yorkville. Then he, Jesus, opened their minds so that they, the disciples, could understand the scriptures. Luke 24:45. If you've never spent much time considering this reading about the road to Emmaus, I'd encourage you to take a gander. If you have studied it before, give it another read. Take a moment to explore the rich imagery and powerful testimony of one of the most transformational accounts of Jesus' post-resurrection appearances. The events on the road to Emmaus occurred on the day of the first Easter. Two disciples of Jesus, not part of the 11, who were likely walking home after spending a week in Jerusalem celebrating the Passover, are approached by a man they do not recognize. They engage in conversation about what had occurred that morning, and the disciples are stunned that the man wasn't aware. The town of Emmaus is about 7 miles from Jerusalem. The trio walk together, chatting about the indescribable, unbelievable events of that day for multiple hours. Jesus taught them the scriptures about how the promised Messiah had to suffer before entering his glory. The disciples of Jesus never recognize that the man walking with them is their crucified and resurrected Lord. How often is Jesus right beside us, his word dwelling in us, and we fail to recognize him? When they get to the place where they are going, the disciples are tired and hungry, and they urge the one that had been walking with them to stay and eat. They break bread together, and eyes are open, and they finally recognize the stranger is actually the Lord Jesus. Being taught the truth didn't work, but they caught the truth in community with Jesus and one another. Being in community, teaching, learning, and putting into practice is where the scriptures and Jesus come alive. Our hearts and minds are constantly bombarded with the experiences of our broken world. Dead people don't come back to life. And so we miss the truth of God. The dead one is alive. We need to be immersed in the truth in both word and deed. We need to see people putting the truth into practice. We need time to let it sink in, and we need fellowship to model, mentor, and support. There is so much in the Road to Emmaus account. The idea that the disciples thought they knew, that they in fact did know, and yet still miss the work and will of God right in front of their eyes, is a poignant reminder that nobody is immune to the weakness of the flesh. It is also a powerful promise that the fellowship of the breaking of the bread reminds us and opens our hearts and minds to the blessings of God in our life. The reaction of the disciples to immediately go back to where they came from, it was already near evening. They had eaten dinner. There were no flashlights or streetlights, but they can't wait. They head back the 7 miles to Jerusalem and find the 11 gathered and hiding. Jesus then shows up and appears to them all. May participation in the Holy Christian Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body renew and embolden your witness to one another and to the world. Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? Luke 24:32.